This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We've had some running today here on the podcast. My name is Brad Brown. If you've just joined us, I'm coming to you from an absolutely magnificent Cape Town in South Africa today. Where are you? I'd love to know. Let us know on social media where you are listening to this podcast from. If you're driving, don't do this now, okay? Or if you're on the bicycle, it's probably not the best time. But if you are out walking the dog or if you're on the indoor trainer, take a selfie. Let me know where you are and sort of mention us on social media. Share the photo with us. I'd love to see where people are listening to this podcast. So you can find us at The Kona Edge pretty much across the board on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Yeah, make sure you tag us. I'd love to see those pictures. It just blows me away that we've got people that listen literally on every single continent. We've got people almost in every single country that listen to this podcast as well. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, share it on social media and let's see where you are when you listen to this podcast. Before we get into my chat with Sophie Bubb today about her run, just a quick thanks to our sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for new race wheels, world-class carbon race wheels, I might add, you can get all the performance at half the price. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. And when you do check out, use the coupon code Kona Edge, and they'll give you 10% discount. Go check out. They've got an incredible range of wheels, and you'll definitely not be disappointed. They've got a lifetime worldwide warranty. They also ship anywhere in the world. So, yeah, go check them out. That's wheelscience.com or thekonaedge.com/wheels. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running, and we head back to the UK to catch up with Sophie Bubb. Sophie, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Sophie, your sort of foray into endurance sports started with the Paris Marathon. Is running, I mean, has it grown on you? Is it something you really love doing?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not like, yes, I definitely enjoy running. Yes, I do. I love running. I have to sort of think of it. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes.
I mean, you're obviously a decent runner. I mean, your marathon splits are pretty good. I mean, that debut in Paris was a 3:40, I think you said, which is, for a marathon debut, is very decent. So you've obviously got some ability.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I've worked hard at it. And I think, yeah, maybe I'm lucky that a new discovered talent.
Let's talk about that hard work, because as much as you've obviously got some innate ability, it doesn't develop itself. You've got to put in the hard graft. Tell me about some of the things that you've done that you think has really sort of improved your run performance over the years.
I think the main thing that I've learned over the last couple of years of racing and running is injury prevention. It's very easy to get injured running if you don't train effectively and consistently. And so I suppose the first thing I do with my running is try and avoid injury. And I started working with my coach, James Debenham, just before Kona last year. And he introduced me to like the 80-20 rule. Prior to working with Jim, I definitely struggled with injury. And as I've brought in much lower intensity sessions and just building up the miles, I started to enjoy it more, because you can just go out with the dog and just like have a bit more rapporto, and it takes out the intensity, and then you work hard doing intervals. But it's just like, it's avoiding injury and running sensibly, really, not sporadically.
For those who don't know, the 80-20 principle, obviously 20% of your workouts are high intensity stuff, and the other 80 is way, way below threshold.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just about getting volume in your legs, and sort of building the strength. Yeah, it's definitely helped me sort of introducing that. And it's meant that I can actually enjoy it a bit more, because, you know, I can go for runs with my husband and, people who, that sounds awful.
I was going to say, Sophie, is that your way of saying that you're happy slow?
That's a really bad thing to say. I didn't mean that. But it means that you're not always like focusing on speed. You can like just go out with the dog and have a nice time.
I love it.
I try and sort of use that as me time, and you know, and enjoy the longer runs where you're just building volume.
You mentioned when we chatted about your bike that you enjoy the sort of overgear stuff, the grinding, and those are hard. They're not the easiest of workouts to do. As far as run workouts, what's your favorite run workouts? Do you enjoy the really hard, high intensity ones, or is it the longer, slower, runs in your sort of weekly workouts?
I think I enjoy mixing it up. Sometimes it depends on my mood. Sometimes I quite like the short, sharp interval sessions. Like I quite like the pyramid sessions where you have to do like 15, 30, 45. So you have 15 seconds high intensity, 15 seconds recovery, 30 seconds high intensity, 30 seconds recovery, all the way up to 2 minutes. And then you just do one flat 2 minutes and then work your way down. So you're just doing a pyramid. And I quite like the sort of concentration. It makes time go when you're actually having to like look at the time. Again, because of the way things are set up, I don't really have the ability to run with a running club or anything because my training fits around the kids. So I do most of my sessions on my own. And so actually having quite specific sessions like that for speed work helps me, and I'll set a pace in my head that I will run to make sure that I'm hitting my targets. And so because a lot of my training's done on my own, that's sort of how I will manage it and keep myself motivated. And then I quite enjoy looking at the numbers at the end of it to see that I've hit it.
Brilliant. Well, Sophie, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to touching on your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to Sophie and to our sponsor, Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels, then look no further. Head over to theconeedge.com/wheels, and that's where you can get all the details. It's all the performance at half the price. They've got wheel sets starting out at just $799. Race-proven performance. They ship worldwide, and they also have a lifetime worldwide warranty. They're UCI approved. They've done external testing on them as well, and they are right up there with the best in the world. And like I said, the incredible thing is it's half the price. So go check it out. theconeedge.com/wheels, and make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.